Zondervan presents All I'll Ever Need by Harry Kraus, M.D. Read by Pam Ward. Prologue, 1992. Amy Grandel clutched the stuffed teddy bear to her chest and watched her house burn. Acrid smoke enveloped the waning moon overhead. Hungry flames licked at her bedroom curtains, the blue and white ones that her mother let her pick out at Kmart in downtown Brighton. Soon the second floor dissolved into a sea of orange. Her mother's screams penetrated the night, muffled from inside the inferno. Certainly, she thought, her mother would make it out alive. Mom! She screamed. Should she go back for her? But in a moment the front door opened and her mother ran into the yard. Amy! She gasped, stumbling forward into her daughter's arms. I thought you were trapped. She shook her head. I'm okay. Amy tried to pull her mother back into a comforting embrace, but she pulled away, the outline of her slender form silhouetted by flames reaching up to challenge the darkness of the summer night. What's wrong? Her mother grabbed Amy's wrist, lifting her hands to her face. The kerosene. She smells the kerosene. What have you done? Amy looked away. I didn't want anyone to know. The police would take you from me. I could have told them the truth. He was a monster, she whispered. It was self-defense. She didn't care what her mother said. Amy needed the house to burn, needed him to burn. Mom, she said, trying to steady her voice, tell them I was filling the kerosene lantern Grandma gave me. Tell them I stole one of your cigarettes. She turned to face the sound of an...